The Director General of National Intelligence, James Clapper, has told U.S. Clapper says he told the president-elect the intelligence community has not made any judgment that the information is reliable. An investigator at the Justice Department says that he is lying of the investigation of Democrat Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State. National security expert and law professor Jamil Jaffer on the probe.
As we learned during the election time frame, apparently I believe it was the Deputy Attorney General, if I'm not mistaken, had made clear, or at least her staff had made clear, to the FBI director that they didn't, that this was not the Justice Department's position, was the overall, the main justice, that is to say, because the FBI is within the Justice Department, oftentimes operates separately, but the main justice did not think that this was a right approach. In fact, that there were justice sort of general guidelines about how you operate in election time and that this was not the recommended approach.
Inspector General Michael Horowitz said he would look at how Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey conducted his year-long probe of Clinton. U.S. officials just announced a joint military operation in northern Afghanistan in early November, regretfully killed 37 more. The deadly attack in Kunduz province flattened dozens of houses. According to Afghan and U.S. military officials, the joint operation was conducted to capture Taliban leaders who were plotting violence to seize the capital of Kunduz. This is VOA News. A senior United Nations official says a watch in Damascus could trigger military action with devastating consequences unless vital supplies from the nearby rebel-held Wadi Barada area are restored. That story now from Lisa Schlein.
Damascus gets most of its water from the Wadi Barada Valley. Damage to the infrastructure during battles between rebel and Syrian forces has cut off this vital source of water to the Syrian capital's population of 5 million since December 22. The UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stephane de Mistura, says it is a matter of great urgency that Syrian government engineers be allowed to go into the area to repair the damage so water once more can be pumped to Damascus. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The men tapped to lead the Pentagon, that's the U.S. military and the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, Thursday advocated a tough approach toward Russia. They spoke at their congressional confirmation hearings. CIA nominee Mike Pompeo told Russian interference is the 2016 in U.S. presidential election was an aggressive action taken by the senior Russian leadership.
This was an aggressive action taken by the senior leadership inside of Russia, and America has an obligation, and the CIA has a part of that obligation to protect that information.
Defense Department nominee General James Mattis told the Senate Armed Services Committee that the post-war balance of power is being threatened more than ever by Russia. He also spoke about the U.S. relationship with key allies in the Middle East.
I think we have got to restore a better relationship with Israel and with our Arab allies. I think there's a sense on their part that we are indifferent to the situation they face, the security situation that they face.
Neurosurgeon Ben Carson testified before the Senate Banking Committee concerning his appointment to the Department of Housing and Urban Development. President Obama surprised Vice President Joe Biden on Thursday with the highest distinction a president can bestow on a citizen.
And through his life, through trial after trial, he has never once forgotten the values and the moral fiber that made him who he is. That's what steals his faith in God and in America and in his friends and in all of us.
In a White House ceremony that was said to be just a goodbye ceremony, Mr. Obama announced the award to the visible surprise of the vice president. Also, President Obama says he is ending the so-called wet foot, dry foot policy that let any Cuban who sets foot on U.S. soil remain in the United States without a visa.
That's the latest world news from VOA.